When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to All About TRH, aka All About the Truth. On today's episode, we cover the final part of the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills reunion and explain why we were so disappointed and dive into Summer House Episode 4.
Hi, Chantel.
Hey, Roxanne.
I'm absolutely gutted.
Why are you in an accent?
Well, first off, I've been watching Traders UK, and yes, and I just feel like, do UK people say gutted a lot?
Yeah.
Yeah, like even they on do. Love Island, I noticed that so much, and I'm like, I love how they speak, and I want to speak like that. So I actually have this week off, and basically my maternity leaves. Luckily, fortunately, my company gives us like a couple weeks before we go into labor. For time off. So I'm like getting all the baby's newborn clothes out from Charlie and Sloan. Thank God. Chantal thinks I'm going to give her.
Right?
Yeah. Chantal thinks I'm going to give her all my kids' clothes when she has kids.
I mean, like after this, like you might as well just have a little box like for Chantal.
A little box. I literally have 700 boxes right now. It's so bad. With my girls, like I went all out with clothes, and with my boy, my poor Jack. I'm just tired. So it's like hard, you know, finding like really, really cute outfits. But so I've been watching UK on my laptop while I do all the clothes and all that stuff. And I'm like, it's so good. It's so good. You guys, if you have not gotten into Traders and you're like, I don't like these type of game shows, it's so good. So just get into it. And it's been fun watching that. So that's my life.
How many seasons does UK have?
I don't know. I'm just on season one. I'm assuming they have another one. The one interesting thing about it is I realized, Chantel, that they all have the same competitions. So the UK competitions are the same that we watched in season two. And then season one, the American version, it was the same competitions as well. I feel like I would study that to be good.
Oh, I know. And then they did, like they stole it, but like they do, like that's, they got it from like someone else.
They got
else.
The concept. Yeah. Yeah, it was probably.
Yeah. It wasn't like originated in the US. Traders wasn't, but
I'm not shocked.
Like, yeah.
You know,
but no, so. I mean, some things like we do first, but then most of the things like, you know, it's funny that like now like Love Island and then this, like they've taken from the UK. So UK is doing it with the shows, huh?
I always talk to one of our listeners, and I always say to her that I just feel like UK people are just so sweet and nice. And she had told me one time, and she was like, it's an act half the time. It's like, we can't even act if we wanted to. But
yeah, because I watched Ladies of London. Show, like they weren't that nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
See, like, they're probably, like, catty and, yeah.
They're just very, like, blunt, so.
Yeah. Well, that's the one thing about UK people that I have realized is they're very, very direct, and they don't get offended by things.
Yeah.
Like, they don't do that where I feel like here in America, everything, someone's offended by something, so. Exactly. It's a challenging world, you guys. It's a challenging world. Anyways, okay. Once we're gonna have a UK listener be all pissed or something, so let's not. But Chantel, the reason that I was saying why did I say I was gutted?
Because you lost your notes.
Yeah, you
That's
guys.
Why, right?
So I wrote. I was actually so excited about this Beverly Hills episode, part three, because like obviously I'm toxic. I like the family stuff. Like I want to see what happens, but I always want to see resolve, and I want to know about the Mauricio stuff. So I was like so excited. I watched it live. I wrote a bunch of notes, and then Chantel and I on Patreon on our VIP, we're rewatching New Jersey, so we recap the episodes. I erased my notes thinking they were old notes because this is our fourth episode of the week. We usually do three. And I erased my Beverly Hills notes and I lost them all to write over. So,
oh no.
I know. I'm like Googling things and even an All About TRH referencing.
I have stuff too. So,
Yeah.
I just didn't paraphrase for this because, like, I thought you were writing notes, but I have something that we can, like, that I remember that we started off with. But do you want to take the lead on this one then, or you want me to take the lead?
No, it's fine. I can. Okay. Well, because I was just really, again, I was so excited about this episode. So the episode, it does begin with the whole Sutton Kyle stuff. I truly don't believe that Kyle likes Sutton in real life, but she tolerates her.
No, I disagree. I think that this, especially right here in like in the beginning of this episode, you could see that, and it's weird because I think Kyle really does not know how to communicate well. Like she was very hurt that she felt Sutton wasn't there for her, you know, through the death of her best friend and, like, you know, probably whatever else. And then all of a sudden you come right hand and you're accusing me of, like, you know, of, you know, my marriage. So I think she was very, very, very hurt. And you don't get very, very hurt unless you're good friends with somebody.
I just think most of Kyle's friends are not like Sutton. So I'm like, would they be friends in the real world? I don't know. So, but I mean, Sutton says that Kyle was being mean to her all season. And Kyle, like you said, she basically responded that she was grilled about her marriage, you know, and she didn't have any support. And, but at the end of the day, they think that they can become friends. We actually did find out that I think it was Sutton a couple days ago. I don't know where she said this, but she said that her and Kyle had gone to lunch. So they're not filming. They're going to lunch. I mean, that's a good indication that they are, you know, working on their friendship.
Yeah, no, I agree.
Yeah. So Kathy Hilton comes out. And let me tell you why I love Kathy Hilton, even though, like, I know Kathy Hilton is so controversial, but the reason she comes out and she wears what she wore to her Christmas party. She always hosts like a lavish Christmas party. And it's like only rich, confident people do that, where you're so confident that you don't give a shit. And you're like, I love this outfit. Exactly. I'll wear it again, even though I wore it a few months back.
I love that too. I think that was great that she did that because it is beautiful. So like, why wouldn't you wear more than once?
Right. Yeah. Exactly.
But I am a person, like, I hate rewearing things twice too. Like, I just, like, I get bored of stuff, you know, so fast. So that is really good.
Chanel, I guarantee that was like $4,000
more.
Yeah, exactly. So she's like, why not? And when you look good, you feel good. If you have something that you like looked bomb in and you're like, why wouldn't I wear it too?
And she did a glow up as well this, you know, this past season.
Looks
like she lost a little bit, you know.
Yeah. Looks like, you know, maybe the Ozempic. I don't know.
Oh, it's traveling in her water. I'm just kidding.
And even her face like does look a lot different. Like these ladies look, well, see, people are going to disagree here, but sometimes I'm like, you guys kind of look better than you did. 20 years ago. I mean, people will always do like a before and after of Kyle and they'll like clown on her. And
before she looks youthful, like she, you know, you have age on your side.
Yeah.
So you look beautiful. But then now at the age you're at now, like you still, she, like, I don't know. So I think we're toxic and we like the look sometimes of.
Yeah, I think so too. Look,
Because like I like it, but then it's like it goes overboard. Like I don't like it in Miami because they just go overboard. But I love it. And like the way that the Beverly Hills ladies do it a little bit. It's like, you know. It's like they're going to the best of the best.
Yeah, I know. Beverly Hills. I know. I told my husband, I was like, I want to get Botox like after this baby. And he was like to me, he's like, no, you don't have to do that. You don't do that. And he's like, and if you ever did, you'd have to go to Beverly Hills and do it like because it's the best of the best. And
for Botox, like, no, Botox, you can go anywhere. I've done Botox. In my forehead only, but it doesn't do shit. Like, I don't know where these girls all of a sudden get this glow up because I look the same every time.
Yeah, like, I'm looking at, so you don't watch Love is Blind, which became a huge hit. And
I used to, but like the last like two seasons, I haven't.
So the girl that's like super popular is Jessica, and she's literally stunning, Chantel, stunning. Well, they showed us like her high school or college like photos, and she, you can just tell like she's had work done, but like she looks so different, but in a good way. And it's like, what do you possibly do? Like, how do these women come out, have like so much money to like spend on this? Cause it's expensive, you know, to like do Botox, fillers, lips, keep up with all that facials. Like, oh my God, it's so expensive. How do they do that?
Yeah, no, I know. I think it's the fillers. The fillers is what changes your appearance a lot because, like, you're really, like, adding things.
Especially
you're
when you overdo it.
Yeah, then they overdo it. So it's, like, there's, like, a fine line of plumpness to add to make it look, like, nice and then, like, smooth. And then this filler smooth your face out too. Like it's
So
then I would like to get some fillers then because I'd like to smooth out my face. But you can't do it everywhere. So it's like if you do in your cheeks, you have a smooth
Right. That's so scary if people did it everywhere. Do people do that?
People do. Obviously, they do their chin, their lips, their. Some people do on their nose. Some people do on their cheeks.
Yeah, I was also watching on TikTok and it was like at a popular plastic surgeon place in either Beverly Hills or Miami. And they said, what is the number one cosmetic surgery that is so underrated but completely changes your face for the best? And what do you think it was, Chantel?
Mini facelift?
No, but that shit really does. That's scary. No, that is scary what it does to your face. Like it really is. I've seen before and afters. But no, they said a chin implant.
Oh, yeah. I can see that because people who don't have like a prominent chin, that's what Stassi did and it changed her whole face.
Yeah, that's so true. Oh my God. Yes. Actually, that's so true because I went to, I worked with someone who I was friends with and I swear to God, she did something with her chin, but she also did something with her mouth. She had something with like her gums. When she came back to work, not one of us knew who that was.
Yeah.
Not one of us.
I really, it was amazing. I can see that. I can see chin and eyebrows. Eyebrows just change your face. Like if you have like small eyebrows and then like you get it done to be proportioned to your face, like it literally can change your face.
If I had like money, like, oh my gosh, I'd be one of these little biatches for sure.
Hang on or not. Like, let's just see what
I was. I swear.
Except I can't use my eyebrows. But...
Oh, okay. Yeah. What's wrong with that? That's literally like nothing.
I know, but it's just funny how much like people.
You microbladed your eyebrows.
Yeah.
Yeah. So have I. Like, what the heck? I thought you were about to tell us something like breaking. What? Okay, sorry guys. Sorry. What? Kathy Hilton's face really had us go on a different topic.
Oh my God. Like I just want to say before we get into like the details of things, but man, like she like has me for a loop because
she's crazy.
Yeah. Like I don't like know how I feel. Like I feel like I'm in a roller coaster with her.
She's our moms, but then she's not.
Yes. That's why I get so confused with her. It's so hard, you guys. I don't even know how to articulate how I feel about her because
I love watching her.
Love watching her because like even the fact that like, okay, we'll get into it when we go into the topic.
Well, go ahead. Andy asked if she, I remember he said like, do you watch the show? And she was like, yeah, like I watch the clips and she always does crazy shit on Instagram. So she doesn't actually like sit and watch TV, but when she's on her iPad, she's watching the clips that come out and stuff. And at this point, they asked Erica about Kathy and basically what did Erica imply that people are scared of Kathy?
Yeah, exactly. She goes like, listen, like if you like the people, like reason people are nice to her is because like she'll shut
she's
you
Beverly
out.
Beverly Hills.
She's Beverly Hills. She'll shut you out. You won't get her invited to parties. You won't do all that. And then like,
she's best friends with Kris Jenner.
Yeah. And like Kathy is just like laughing with Erica, acting like nothing happened. It's like she just called you out and said that you said the F word last year.
Well, yeah, exactly, which is so crazy, but it's like Kathy's being so fake here.
Exactly. Which is so funny. It's so confusing and it's like not confusing because we can see it, but like Erica's like, bro, like get away from me. But like Erica's obviously not gonna be crazy, like and be like that, you know, defensive how she was, like probably last year. But like Kathy's just like it's okay. Yeah. Like I don't know what she was doing. I'm like,
Kathy or Sutton and Garcelle seem very shocked with Kathy being there.
And why? Because if they were hanging out with her all year, like what was so, why were you so shocked? Like, what were you so scared about of her coming out?
I don't think they were hanging out with her all year. Like, I think, you know,
they would go to her parties.
I think they did, but then the show came on and they're watching back and Sutton said stuff on the show. Like Sutton was like, the reason that Kyle and that one scene, Chantel, that scene where Kyle's like, Sutton, you even said you understand where I'm coming from because Kathy called you and told you she didn't appreciate what you did. So you get it. So tell the story. And then Sutton was like, yeah. And we see the flashback of Sutton's like, yeah, I mean, I did see a different side of Kathy that made me understand where Kyle comes from. So it was that she was probably like, oh shit, like I don't want to be on the outs with Kathy. And they were like, they had no idea that she was coming. And she comes, and that's when, again, Erica's like, you know, Andy's asking Erica, who do you think is the most afraid of Kathy? And I mean, Sutton did look like off. And all of a sudden, Sutton like faints. Yeah. And I'm like, what the fuck? She was hungry, Chantel. Like, she needed food. She probably hasn't eaten.
Yeah, I think as I'm sure she was like, it's a lot of pressure that's happening. She just dealt with a lot. You're screaming. Like, I can see that. But like, it is crazy because like, it is a high intense situation. That was the first that ever happened. Like someone actually like needing like a medic, you know, on stage. So like, I felt bad for her. And she was so scared because like you get
scared. She was shaking.
Yeah, when you're nervous, like when something like that happens, and then all of a sudden you get all the attention on you, you automatically are just so like anxious and so nervous. And so she just like was scared at that point. It was like, I'm scared. Like, is everything okay? I'm just scared. Like, and then you have everyone on you, and it's just like the most awkward like situation ever.
People implied online that Sutton was scared of Kathy at that moment, and like her anxiety kind of lifted. Do you think Sutton is scared of Kathy?
I don't know. I think she was maybe getting nervous to like confront the situations, and like, or like maybe she was just like overwhelmed. It felt like it was had to do something with like Kathy coming out, obviously. And like the adrenaline of Kathy coming out, like got her to like kind of almost have a mini panic attack.
Garcelle should have not went with her.
I agree. But like, she's like, being a good friend also. Like,
sure, I mean, that's fine. And it absolutely, that's what would only make me think they were scared of like something, is that Garcelle would go with her, because I get she's being a good friend, but no one would think you were a bad friend if you didn't go, if you stayed. Like, this is your job. Like, I think, for these reunions.
Yeah. And some of them stay, like, I mean, some of them always have someone that they're close with that's staying in the back in the dressing room, I think, with them. So like,
yeah,
sure. The person should have went, but I will say, cause like, you know, I am very hard on like Sutton and like Garcelle sometimes, their place was missing. Like when we were watching the reunion, like then things were being asked, like I was like almost like wanting to see their reaction, their, you know, thoughts on things, especially because they're the most vocal. So like, I wanted them to get put on the stand about it.
I would, me too. I would have wanted them to, like, I was very upset with what ended up happening when Kyle was asked about Mauricio Morgan. So I would have loved for someone to challenge her, because like, everyone's kind of scared too.
Yeah.
So I would have loved challenging, and we didn't get that.
Yeah, I agree. So like, I was like, okay, their place is missing. And of course, like, you know, dumb, like, you know, Crystal silent over there on that side, like not saying anything, you know? So even with Kathy, like anything, but, so do you think that
before we talk about that, we need to talk about how Kathy acted when all of this was happening.
Oh, I know how she was like
she said oblivious. She just acted careless, and then was like,
that's what I meant, sorry.
She said, she's like, I was about to go after Sutton too, and Erica's like, ah, ha, ha. And I'm like, oh my gosh, this is like,
and then like, they basically insinuated that it was an act, like that she did that
it's,
for an
it's
act.
Not it, who Kathy
yeah
no I just think Kathy is in Kathy's world, like she just does not care, like she's like, you're fine, like relax, like even just like watching her in Paris in Love, she has that. But yes, for some people that's not going to come off great, but I don't know why I love watching Kathy.
It is, but like, she was such a conundrum to this episode. She was crying at some point. She was like, she just was so, it was so odd watching. It was literally a roller coaster watching her.
Yeah.
But do we think that Kyle really does get mad that, cause they show this, that Kyle gets mad that people are friends with Kathy?
I just think that, I don't know. I think Kathy has a lot of power. She is the face of Beverly Hills. She's best friends with everybody. Everybody respects her. And I don't know, Chanel, would you get mad if I was like, if I implied like that's why you had friends?
Yeah, I would get mad about that. But I think the reason Kyle gets mad is that she thinks they see things that she's been saying, and they don't speak up on it, but it's also not their place.
That's like her sister, bro.
Yeah, like, I know, but she, when she's like really not talking to her, like she also, she like almost wants them to speak up on it.
I don't know if I, like, if that was genuinely my sister, like if that was like you, I don't know if I, like, I wouldn't care to prove like your side. I do feel bad about Kyle for one thing, and I do think that Kyle has to be silenced when it comes to the Hiltons, because you have Paris Hilton, who is like huge in the celebrity world, and Paris obviously doesn't give a shit. She'll go after Kyle and her family, like she does not give a shit. So Kyle has had to be silenced when it came to them, and I think that because she's had to be silenced, like she's like, it's bullshit, like why can you say whatever you want about me, Mauricio, or whatever, and your daughter, but then if I ever say something, you'll like, you would never talk to me for years.
Yes. Yep, exactly.
So that's the only thing that I find to be annoying.
I agree.
They ask about Mauricio, you know, and Kathy says, like, you know, no matter what she and Mauricio went through, I remember she was just acting like, you know, it's still, like, very sad. And she says that this would have been going on for 3 to 4 years, which Kyle denies. Kyle's like, no. And I'm like, Kyle, you're not going to tell us anything. So just stop.
Stop. I also think she's like, she's like, that's not the timeline of my marriage. Like, she was just saying like, maybe she, I think, I don't know. I believe Kyle in that situation. Like, that's not, maybe they have been going through problems, but she's like, no, bro, that's not the timeline of my marriage. Stop, like, insinuating that it's been 3 years going through that, you know?
Yeah. They talk about, you know, the agency. They talk about Mauricio launching his own real estate. Like, this is the first time. We've always heard things, but again, Kyle could never really speak on it because Kathy would go, you know, crazy. And they bring that up. And basically Kathy's side of it is that they mentioned that even in his book that he had said something like, if they had paid me what he deserved, you know, that he would have stayed. And that when he left, that he did call on a Thursday. And then Rick asked him, when do you plan on leaving? And Mauricio said, Friday. And, you know, Rick said, your family, just know when you're opening a business, the door is always open for you. But the one thing I don't want you to do is take my staff or my agents. And Kathy says that Mauricio did steal some of the employees from the agency, which is why they have this relationship of, you know, it's hot and cold, and why Mauricio and Rick have not spoken at all.
Yeah. And that makes sense. And it's so hard because it's like when you are like the way the real estate world works and like how we've seen on the shows, like when you become a real estate agent, the better you do, the more you start getting people under your team, and they're literally your team, and you groom them, and they do stuff for you, and you all work as a team.
Yeah.
Like I would feel like those are my people, even though they worked for your agency, they're my people. I groomed them. I found them. I did it, everything. I'm the one that's putting the time in. I pay them out of my commissions. It's our team.
But if it's the, and I 100% agree with you, but if it's the one thing this family asked, like, you have to respect it, or at least say, listen, in 5 years, if you want to come with me, come with me. But don't do it. Here's the one thing I don't respect about Mauricio is, like, if that was my brother-in-law, and my brother-in-law literally made me, which he did, he may develop Mauricio, and then Mauricio, like, he's a hustler, he's all that. And I, you know, left because I did feel like you're shitting on me. There's no more growth here, but you're my brother-in-law at the end of the day. If you ask me, when are you leaving? I am not going to say tomorrow, because then it looks like for months I've been developing this plan behind your back. I'm going to say, listen, you know, I'd like to leave X amount of time, or, you know, I'm willing to do what you need, close up on these, do this, do that, you know, whatever you are comfortable with. Like, I don't want to leave you on that type of bad terms. Like, I don't want to leave the next day. Leaving the next day, like, there's a motive. Like, you've been working on this behind our back for however long, and you're ready to bounce. Like, you have already shit everything figured out. That's where I think Mauricio effed up.
Yeah, I agree. I think, like, you have to give a fair amount. You have to have more of a conversation. It shouldn't be just like, hey, I'm leaving, and then, like, bye.
Yeah. Kyle also, they start talking about Kyle's marriage. You guys, Kyle gave nothing. She gave nothing this episode. I love Kyle, and I'm so disappointed in this episode. They talk about the whole trust is broken, you know, when and he wants to ask her about it. Andy asks her about it, and she says, well, you know, there were rumors that came, and rumors can, I agree, affect. Chantal, I'm laughing at that TikTok I sent you.
Oh my gosh, you guys.
I just thought about that. You guys, there is this TikTok about, like, a work wife and how the men, when they go back to their family life, how they act. You guys, I'm gonna please message me so I can send it to you guys so you guys can laugh. But, like, you know, that basically the rumors, she was saying the rumors would get to her sometimes. Like, even if they were rumors, it would get to her. There's still no, like, confirmation that he cheated.
Like, that she's insinuating. Yeah. Like, after today, we still don't know if that's a thing, but, like, for sure. Yeah.
You think so? I just, like, you know, usually the girls come out.
But she said that it lost her trust. Like, a rumor is not going to make you lose your trust. I mean, it makes you be crazier and act insecure. Like, she did say, she said, you know, it made me insecure. And you could tell Kyle is like a person that is a little bit more crazier, which like I respect. Sometimes you just be crazy with these boys.
Oh,
and
I'm like Kyle about the Dancing with the Stars thing.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You guys like I would be crazy.
I'm just like that because they asked, you know, if you and Mauricio were together, not separated, would you allow Mauricio to be on Dancing with the Stars? She straight up said no. And I said, bitch, same. I would never. The amount of close, and if that makes me like insecure, crazy, whatever, I've seen too much in my day, you guys. I've seen way too much. The closeness, the way they have to act, like the, you know, bubbliness of the, no. So I was with Team Kyle here. I would be the same exact way.
Oh yeah. Like my husband just bought a small coffee shop. Remember I was telling you, like I snapped it and there's like 8 baristas. I was like, I want to meet every single one. Let's go. And I've been like going every morning to see who's there.
Yeah, literally. She sent us a whole Snapchat of, she's like, all right, I'm meeting the next barista. Sure. But we're scary, Chantel. We're toxic, but I swear. One thing everyone has to do is grocery shop. So why not do it from the comfort of your couch? For me, that's where Thrive Market comes in. The no junk food, healthy grocery store that even my kids love, which is a huge plus because my kids are constantly snacking on things. Thrive Market is my go-to for all grocery and household essentials. And the convenience of getting everything online, then quickly shipped to my doorstep is a huge time saver, especially with 3 little ones and working full time. I love that Thrive Market carries brands with the highest quality ingredients and sourcing methods. They restrict hundreds of ingredients across their food and cleaning categories, and I can use their on-site filters to suit my lifestyle needs. Not only do I save time shopping as a Thrive Market member, but I also save money on every single grocery order. On average, I save over 30% each time. They even have a deals page that changes daily and always has some of my favorite brands, some being Molly's Suds, which I use for sink scrub, laundry, and Organic Giggles, Fruit Chews, all things my kids love. Save time and money and shop Thrive Market today. Go to thrivemarket.com/TRH for 30% off your first order plus a free $60 gift. That's thrivemarket.com/TRH. thrivemarket.com/TRH. So another thing that they talk about is obviously the Morgan Wade stuff. And basically Kyle says that this is what we've been waiting for. And I just wanted some pushback. Kyle says her and Morgan Wade don't have a romantic relationship, but she isn't certain what could happen in the future. And I just wish Andy questioned this more.
I think he did. I feel like he tried really? To ask all the questions. He was like, are you guys together? Do you like her? Like, and then what do you ladies think? Like, you
but
know,
she still didn't give us anything.
I know. She just was like saying like, you never know.
She said, I love her. She's my friend and I love her. That's all she said. And I was like, wait, what does that mean? They did ask about the music video. And, you know, she was like, well, I mean, I was a little bit curious. And I was like, okay. So, like, what do you have to say to people who say it looks like you guys? Because it looks like it's like a girl, like not a girl crush, like an elementary school crush, a high school crush, like that they come off very playful with each other. Morgan comes off touchy. There was like a Watch What Happens Live episode in the behind the scenes. Morgan's grabbing onto her hip. Like, I would never grab Chantel's hip like that. That was weird.
Go ahead. I just wish that like she could have just said, listen, I have a bunch of friendships. This one has felt different. I don't know what it is yet. I don't know what it is, but yeah, I felt different. She makes me feel things that I've never felt in a friendship, in a relationship, whatever you want to call it. But like literally just say that there is something there.
Yeah.
You don't have to say in your relationship because you really didn't tell us that. But like clearly there is something there. And I'm happy Doris spoke out and said on Instagram it looked like you're dating.
Yeah, which you could see Kyle was raging with that. She said she looked like your girlfriend.
Yeah. And then Crystal was so scared. She's like, yeah, you guys look like I thought through Instagram. And she goes, and Kyle's like, what from where? She's like, through people.
Which goes, well, but I don't get that. Like, we're all seeing you two in the media together.
Like, what is a picture? A picture can say 1,000 words. It just doesn't have to see a person. Like, if you're sitting on Morgan's lap or Morgan's sitting on your lap in a picture, yeah, they might think something, you know? And then also, like, you know, she's with Kathy trying to get it out of Kathy, and Kathy probably has no idea what's happening either.
Yeah. Andy asked, like, what was it with your marriage, though? And, you know, like, what's the actual reason? Like, this doesn't happen overnight, whatever. And she says the reason she's not going to talk about it is because it's nobody's fucking business.
Yeah, she went in. And we're like, okay. But then, like, but then you'll throw tidbits like, oh, he's looking for another, he's looking for a house. He's,
yeah,
you know, he's the one that's looking. Like, she probably got, he probably is the one that said it, like, first. So she's probably annoyed by it. And now she's, like, the one saying it. Like, he's looking for another house. So it's like, okay, if it's no one's business and you're giving us tidbits, like, just give the whole story at this point.
Yeah, exactly. And she says, like, trust was broken. So now we're all looking at Mauricio like, you cheater, you asshole. And then Kyle says, I have a family to protect. And it's like, okay, your family is seeing everything that we're seeing right now. Like, they're seeing everything that we're seeing. We're all having these thoughts. They are having those thoughts. I'm sure you had to have conversations with them. So I just feel like Kyle really still gave nothing.
I agree.
And it's going to make more people question her and question Mauricio and all this stuff. And Kyle says that, like, you know, they've talked about who's going to move out. Mauricio's going to move out. I think that's fair. And yeah, I mean, it's over between them.
Yeah. Like, I don't, unless something, something like crazy happens that makes them really think like about life a little bit more or something, then I can see him maybe like coming back. But it does. And she says it doesn't seem like anything has changed with Mauricio. Like, I think it was in his court. It felt like she was saying, and he did nothing to make anything change or make anything different.
Right.
So then she's not going to do anything. So it's like, okay, then we're clearly both not wanting this relationship.
I thought it was a great episode. I'm just very disappointed in it as well.
Yeah. It was interesting to watch, though.
Yeah, it was. Like, definitely my favorite part.
But you know what's crazy, too? Another thing, too, with Kathy and Kyle. Like, Kathy is so funny how she literally needs to feel wanted. Like, she literally needs it to be where Kyle goes to her and goes, Kathy, you're, like, the only one I've said this to, but me and Maria are having problems. And then she'll feel so, like, good about the relationship. It's like she literally needs to be the mom and feel so, like, confided into.
That's how my mom is.
And that bothers me a little bit, though, because she's like, yeah, like, you know, like.
I think some moms act like that, and Kathy always was older, so, like, she kind of felt like an older mom more than an older sister.
Yeah.
Because my mom does the same stuff where she's like, I just want to feel, like, needed. Like, I need you to say I love you more. I need you to say this. And I'm just like, but I'm not like that, Mom. Like, I love you, but I'm not like that. Like, I don't know how many times you want me to say it.
Yeah.
So, and Kathy's very sensitive, and my mom is very, very sensitive.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Like, the whole family is sensitive.
These shows bring out our trauma, huh? Yeah. All right. So let's get into Summer House. What did we think of Summer House? We are recapping episode 4.
Yeah. If you guys haven't heard our last episode, we talked like about all of our thoughts leading up to this episode. So go listen to that because that was fun. And we answered like some various questions that you guys had for us, like recapped it and stuff. But yeah, I love Summer House. Like I thought episode 4 was amazing. I think we're seeing the same thing kind of repeated happen a little bit from last weekend, but I'm loving the vibe. I mean, I did miss Paige this episode because she wasn't in it. So I do feel like she's missed. And I thought she wasn't like all the way in it this, you know, season, but I see her missing when she's not there.
Yeah.
Something was missing, if that makes sense.
Well, Lindy and Carl come for another weekend, and it's a shit weekend again. Like, these two just can't get along. You can tell that if Carl breathes, Lindsay's not happy.
Yeah. Well, we started the episode off with Wes, Gabby, Justine, and Sierra in the car. And the new guy and Wes are becoming bros. You can see that. Like, you know, or what's his name? Jesse. Jesse and Wes are becoming bros. And they asked Sierra about the date, and you can tell Sierra and him are vibing in the beginning of this episode. Like, they're liking each other. You know, I think Sierra's liking the attention. Wes is like excited that a pretty girl likes him, you know, so it's like really funny watching that. And then we get to Lindsay and Carl. They get to the house first, and Lindsay like does not want to be near him, but she does explain it feels like they're in like the COVID times where, you know, they're always around each other, you know, day and night. And then, you know, the weekend comes and, you know, they're with each other again. Like, he doesn't have a 9-to-5 job. So like, I can see like spouses getting annoyed or people getting annoyed of each other. What do you think? But like, it is a little too much. It's like Lindsay, like, it's funny that Lindsay's the one that's acting annoyed.
Yeah. Cause Lindsay is always like too much on every guy. Lindsay doesn't know what Lindsay wants. Like, first she wants someone who is with her nonstop, giving her attention. Then she has it and she's like, it's too much.
Yeah.
Figure out your life, girl.
Literally.
Yeah.
So Kyle and Amanda come in and like, it's so funny. Kyle was like, you know, we were at a wedding and weddings are a form of therapy. And Roxanne, did you feel that way at my wedding?
Why did he say, I don't know.
He said that because, like, you know, when, like, you know, the, like, when, like, you're listening to this, you know, the person give out speeches about love and, like, what you should be doing in a marriage and why marriages are this, like, you kind of feel more connected to your wife, or you're like, or it's like another reminder, like, yeah, CC, like, that's what he's saying, like, CC, like, that's what we should be doing with each other. And it made them feel bonded again.
Yeah, I mean, I've left, like, especially the... What is it? The ceremony or the church part?
The officiant.
Yeah, and I've always been like, that was beautiful. Like, that was a good reminder.
Yeah. See, like, so I think that's what Kyle felt, and that's what he was saying. So it's just funny, because that relationship, you know, is a roller coaster. Them too.
But I mean, they seem like they're doing very well. I mean, yeah, like, at least in this episode, it was really nice watching them. Yeah.
And Amanda was giving him praise because she's like, wow, he's being a nice, you know, so that wedding really did them justice. But
and that's all a guy wants is praise.
I know. It really is. Like, that's smart. I'm gonna do that. I'm gonna say something really nice this weekend
in front. Oh gosh.
Yeah, he loves
Mine too. Like, he literally gets like so excited.
And that's the hardest thing for me, you guys. I can't, like, it's so hard for me to do words of affirmation because, like, I'm not that.
Me too. But, I'm the same way.
Yeah, because we're like, okay, it's enough.
I know, right?
They go out for dinner night one. Lindsay gives a speech, and she's happy with the more masculine energy, and which I can feel too. Like, this, I feel like this is the first season where it's like guys and girls are even. Usually it's like the girls are dominating.
Yeah.
And so I feel like the guys are feeling good. You know, they're feeling good. They have new energy, and like the girls are feeling that too. And like Carl starts doing this like weird immature thing, and you can just tell she gets so annoyed with his personality.
Everything he does.
I know, because she's like, I'll give the ring back. And everyone got very awkward that she said that. But, you know, I didn't think it was that big a deal. I can see people making a joke, and sometimes, like, you know, it goes too far a little bit. But like, she was just like, you know, I'll give you the ring back if you continue to like bark like a dog, you know. But what did you feel about her?
Yeah, I agree. I don't think it's that big of a deal that she said that. Like, the way that Kyle and all of them were like, I'm like, all right, you guys, just calm down. Like, calm down. Like,
like, and that's like the worst thing is, like, you don't have to always be feeling like you're getting analyzed for every single thing you're saying or jokes that you're making. Sometimes it could be too much. But
that would make me, by the way, like, not want to act or ever say anything wrong about my relationship with people like that.
Yeah, exactly. Like, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Just, you know, let people let loose a little bit, you know, but maybe because of all the tension and all the things surrounding them, that's why they're like, oh, you know, it's not like a one-off joke here and there. But, you know, they all want to go out. And I love how Amanda just always stays true to herself. And she's like, I'm going home. And everyone goes out because, like, it's so much pressure.
I love that.
Yeah. It's like so much pressure to feel like you're like a cool girl and being fun and like not being boring. But she's like, no, I'm going to go. I'm going to go back. Like, bye. I'm not going back out.
At our age, Chantel, like, we're 31. That's the last thing I'd want to do.
I'm a type of person that if I go out to dinner, I like to go to one other place, but I don't like to stay there for long, and I don't want to go to a third place. So, like, don't, like, I hate when people like to bounce around bars to bars. Like, I don't like doing that. I'm like, one dinner, go out one more place, have another drink, and then I'm going home. Like, I don't want to be out till 4 a.m. I don't want to go to a club, like, please do not, like, you know, but I
just want to go to dinner and that's it. And no, I don't, and if I'm going to dinner at 8:30, like, I'm like, why are reservations so late? And I hate it. But it's like, I'm not like, if I go at like 6:30 or 7, I stay out late. Like, I'll come home at 11:30 or something and it's fine. But I just hate like leaving at like 8:30 or 9. At that point, you're just tired and you're just over it. You don't even want to leave the house.
Yeah, I think it's a parent thing right now.
It could be. I never liked going out though. I never did.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, so a bum.
Right after that, we see Carl get home, and you can tell he's annoyed, but like, we don't know what happened. And then Lindsay comes right in after, and this is like the second weekend now that she apparently accuses him of being on drugs. And then
Lindsay is the most annoying drunk ever.
Seriously. And like, and that's, I think that's the biggest thing. Like, I think the biggest thing is she keeps saying that Carl is getting mad that she's drinking. And Carl's like, listen, I'm not getting mad that you drink. I get mad that the way you act when you drink, because if you were a fun, go lucky person, I wouldn't care. But when you get aggressive and when you get like, you know, he said detective, accusatory, and, you know, gaslighting, all these things, that's when I'm going to get mad that when you're drinking. And I agree with him. Like, no one wants to see that every single time their person drinks. That's very annoying.
Yeah, exactly. And it's not like Carl can drink with her, like, where he can just whatever, like, you know, ignored and like be in his own world. Like, when I'm pregnant and my husband drinks and I'm sober as hell, I get annoyed with him more. Yeah. So, but like when we're both like drinking, like, it's completely fine. But I mean, like, the way Lindsay is when she's drunk, she's not a good drunk. There's we always say this, there's two types of drunks. There's drunks that are like, they get loosened up a little, they're having fun, a little bit more confident. Or a drunk that's like aggressive, problematic, and annoying. That's exactly what Lindsay is.
Yep. And so this is where it gets like, whoa, like, you know, she comes back, she's in the house, and she starts explaining it to Amanda, and she starts saying like, he's Jekyll and Hyde, he's smoking mirrors,
so dumb.
He's so nice to everybody, but he's so mean to me. And I started to feel bad. Okay. I started to feel bad a little bit. And I was like, listen, I don't think one is more right than the other sometimes. Like, I think the relationship is wrong for both of them. And we've been knowing that since last summer. And so they're both in the wrong here. But then, cause I started to say, maybe we don't know everything, but you guys, when we get to the ending of this episode and I watch them fighting, and she's like, see, you're yelling at me. You're going crazy.
I hate that, by the way, when people do that.
Roxanne, because we are the Carl that we raise our voice a little bit. And then when someone says to us, you're being crazy, you're screaming at me, it's like, I'm not screaming.
They latch on to that. They latch on to that. And it's like, okay, like, calm down. Like, now you're going to make this about my tone. Like, calm down. Well, what we forgot is like that she brought up how he smokes weed, which like, I didn't know he still smokes weed. Obviously he was like addicted to Coke and Adderall and all that stuff. But I thought like he was sober from weed too. Like, she's just trying to throw him under the bus. She's like, did you smoke weed? And it's like, bitch, you're the one who's drunk, has been drinking since noon. You're the problem. It's not my weed. Then she says to him, you're the biggest gaslighter I've ever met. You're literally like Tom Sandoval right now.
Oh yes.
I mean, calm down, girl.
And that means like, that's like, he's like, bye. I'm sleeping in a different room. I'm not even.
Yeah. He doesn't want to fight when she's in this condition. Like, who wants to fight with someone? Like, I'm too sober for this and it's not going to go anywhere. But she's the type who will keep going and going and going.
I think she wanted to make the point that, like, you come at me sometimes for drinking and I act different, but when you smoke weed, you act different. So I think she just wanted to say, like, you're not all innocent of, like, not having a vice. I think that's what she was trying to do, but, like, it's also, like, okay, but right now he wasn't doing that. So, like, what is, like, you're just acting, you're the one that's in the wrong.
She called him a terrorist, too.
She literally called him a terrorist. She called him like smoking mirror. Like, she said it like crazy things that like, I was like, okay, you know, I'm starting to feel a little bad. Maybe we don't know. But then when I saw them actually literally fighting at the end of the episode, and she's like, this is exactly what you were doing in the car. I'm like, okay, what he was doing is not even that aggressive. In my opinion, I don't think that's that crazy. I don't think he's being a terrorist. So it's like, okay.
No one wants to be with someone also who constantly is like, why are you so aggressive with me? Why are you a gaslighter? Why are you a narcissist? Why are you like, and it's like, Carl's like cool, calm, and collective. And he constantly has to be told that he's acting a certain way with his girl that he's not. And he has to defend himself. Like, no one wants to be in a relationship where you're constantly on the defense. It's so exhausting.
And you can tell they've had a lot of work in therapy about communication. Cause like, they always use that. Like, you're not being communicative towards me correctly. Like, you're not, it's all this communication thing. It's like, you guys are talking a lot. Let's like talk a little less. And maybe you guys will be better with your fights, because you guys are doing too much. But one thing that we noticed is that, you know, the next morning, like the house starts talking about them a little bit, and Danielle gets up and she removes herself. And then in her confession, she just is saying like, you know, I'm trying to stay out of it, even though I really want to say what I'm feeling, but I don't want to do that. And I think she's being such a great friend. Like,
I do too.
I still think you owe her the biggest apology.
I don't know. I can't believe when we met her, you told her that I was like Team Lindsay and not on her side.
Yeah, because you were like, if you guys remember, if you guys were with us last summer, or like last time we were recapping Summer House, me and Roxanne would go at it because I was so on Danielle's side and Roxanne was in DeLulu's side, and fighting her ass, you know. So.
No, she Danielle is doing the right thing.
Yeah, I think so too. I think she's being a great friend because, you know, she is the person that should be saying stuff. Like, she could be the one saying stuff because she knows them both very well. And she's like, you know what? Not my fight. They're going to figure it out. And
right.
me saying things is not going to help the situation. So
exactly.
I love that for her. Yeah. And You know, Jesse is so funny because I wrote this down. He's like, God bless his heart, because like he's scared for them. And he's like, shouldn't it be fun? Like, shouldn't it be like, and it's, you know, Jesse, sorry to break it to you, it's not that fun sometimes when you're engaged. It's really stressful. And I think Gabby said in her confessionals, like, listen, I've seen people like fight a lot, and you do fight a lot when you're engaged. It's not the fun. It's not fun, but it shouldn't be to this point. It shouldn't be to where you're attacking each other's actual core personalities and like not being able to have fun and like, you should be fighting about wedding stuff. Like, no, I don't want this. I want this. Or you're not, you know, supporting me in the wedding as much as I thought you were. You shouldn't be fighting about other things other than the wedding.
Right.
So then Carl ends up, you know, they're not talking still at this point. And like Carl starts explaining to the guys, you know, what happened on from him. And he starts getting
very miserable.
Yeah, he's miserable. He starts getting very emotional. I feel for him. I feel so bad for him. He's probably like, what the heck am I like? What the heck is happening all of a sudden? We get to them going out, and Sierra says something that, like, she's like, you know, she doesn't like that she felt that Wes was like kissed and telling. But do you think he kissed and tell? He told, like, or you think she's starting to get the ick a little bit?
I mean, yeah, like, okay, Sierra, don't act like you didn't tell your girlfriends about that.
Yeah, so it's like,
don't act like you didn't call up Paige and say that. It's like, okay, calm down. Now you're looking for a problem.
Yeah, because she's like, I'm a private person. But it's like, okay, then maybe just have a conversation with him and he'll correct it and not do it. So
yeah, and say, hey, I'm not going to tell Paige or anybody. And like, you don't need to tell Carl and Kyle about anything, or Jesse.
Yeah, so I am curious to see like what ends up happening with them too, this thing. But the last thing is that Kyle brings up to Amanda and says, you know, he's like, I'm happy with where we're going. But he's like, he kind of brings up, like, what do you think about couples therapy again? And she shuts it down, which she's like, it's not for me right now. And I feel like it's so odd to see a guy asking for couples therapy and the girl saying no. It's usually the other way around. Like, what did you think about that?
I don't, honestly, I think it's because, like, she knows, like, this is who I am. Like, the things that you get mad about, it's not going to change. Accept it. You know that. The one thing that I care about is, like, I've always wanted to be a mother. If you want to go to therapy for yourself to be able to, like, explain why you feel the way you do or whatever, then you could go and do that. I really don't – I kind of agree with Amanda. Like, I don't feel like they both need it.
Yeah, I like, again, she stays true to herself.
I think we all focus as – when we're married, I think we all focus on little things that we don't need to be focusing on, you know? And it's, like, we like, kind of, like, look for a problem.
Or again, like you said, like, you, it's like, how about you just focus on yourself and then maybe the relationship will just get better. Because you're focused more on what you want and what you think, and then you can become a better communicator, and then maybe she'll follow suit. And then you don't need to both go and just complain about each other or like talk about each other the whole time.
Yeah.
But yeah, that's like the episode, because what we saw is like Carl and
at the end. The ending part is they finally do have that conversation, and that's the one we keep referencing, where he's literally doing nothing wrong at all, and he's actually communicating so efficiently, and she keeps doing the aggressive stuff, and she keeps saying, like, he's acting a certain way, he's yelling, he's doing this, and he's not doing any of that, and it's like, these two cannot communicate. But Lindsay is the biggest red flag of it all.
Oh my gosh. Like, it's like, if I was fighting with her, I would just like, I would cry.
And you could tell, like, he's over it. Like, there's no blind side. He's so over it, dude. Like, watching it, he's so over it. I think Lindsay thought that she was going to get the Sandoval stuff. Like, even her bringing that up was probably the most ickiest thing she could have done to Carl and be like, you're acting like Sandoval. She thought she was going to get the Ariana treatment. And I think we all kind of, when it first happened, were like, oh my gosh, like, how could he do that? But watching it, it's like, oh my gosh, absolutely, he should have done that. Thank you for being a man and doing that before you walk down the aisle with her.
Yeah, and I think like they said, I think he said that one time in an interview, like, just watch it, and like, I think you guys will like understand my side a lot. And yeah, absolutely. Because to me, the thing that's weird, like, and the one thing that gets me so mad is that it's always Carl having to bring her and say, hey, do you want to talk now? This is the second time.
Yeah,
it's like, why do you think you're a princess? Why do you think you're a queen and you're waiting for him to come to you every single time? You're the one that started this.
Yeah, she's too much. Carl did go and watch It Happens Live as well right after the episode. And I didn't like it because I was like, Trishel was on it from Traders. And it really pissed me off because anytime Andy asked Trishel something. She's like, I'm a girl's girl. So like, I'm team girl, or I'm a girl's girl. Like, I'm team Lindsay. I'm a girl's girl. Like, she should have never, like, Carl should have never asked to get the engagement ring back. And I was like, shut up. Like, this is about, it's not about like girl's girl. It's about what's right and what's wrong. Like that you could still be a girl's girl, but like, hey, you're wrong in this. So that was so annoying. And I'm sure Carl was getting so mad at that, but yeah,
like we talked about last time, but like, I think in general, like if you got engaged and you broke it up, you should give the ring back, and it shouldn't even get to the point where they have to ask for it.
Yeah. Like what the hell?
And that's like, you really screwed you so hard. Like there's some certain circumstances, like there is some circumstances like,
yeah, where you want to be bitter. Like he cheated on you and had
cheated on you and you had no idea. Mother freaking keep that ring. How about you sell it? Go get your something nice. Okay. Like, but if it's like, if it's something that's like, you know, like you're just not getting along and like you guys, it's probably better for you two, Lindsay. He probably saved your life right now by not marrying him, like getting married to each other. Like just give the ring back. And yeah. But maybe Lindsay is bitter a little bit because she did pay for a lot of things like during that year.
Oh yeah.
And maybe she's owed it. So maybe like, she's like, you know what? I want like you, this is the least you owe me.
But still, like still just give it back, dude. Just give it back. Especially because what we're watching her on TV, like, you do not look like a princess here. You do not look like the victim. Yeah. Carl looks like he was beaten. I'm not even joking. So not actually, but like, he just looks like, you know, like he like is drained. Like he really does look drained. Like, I don't know.
I know.
But yeah, I mean, Summer House.
Yeah. Hopefully we see at least a one good weekend, but I don't think so. I think we're not going to see that. You guys. I think we're going to keep seeing it go downhill and downhill and downhill.
And he said he has no regrets doing what he did. And I truly don't blame him. So
100%.
Yeah. Well, guys, we hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for listening to our recaps. If you can join us on Patreon, we can do one or two extra episodes a week, which is nice. But thank you guys for all the support. Have a great weekend. Bye, guys. Bye.